Welcome to the Ever Accountable Podcast with your host, Craig Gross. Ever Accountable helps you quit pornography through an accountability app and get you back to thriving. Find out more at everaccountable.com. Please welcome Craig Gross.
Hey, welcome back. This is Craig, and I got a question today, and I thought this would be a great one for the podcast. So here we go. The question was long, so I'm going to kind of improvise. It was from a wife of an accountability partner that she's keeping her husband accountable, and he's been involved with some chats with another lady, sending photos, sending emails. So she reached out saying, hey, he has your software, but it doesn't track email. And what had happened was there was over 4,000 emails sent to a woman that this guy had met online with pictures, video chats, and all that. And she basically said, he's gone around your software and I don't know what to do. And she was a little angry. And, you know, part of me thinks that's a fair question, but there's a couple issues that I have with this. So let's just kind of sum up the question. If I had to write this on a podcast headline, your software is not tracking my husband's email, what do I do? And here's a conversation. Like, you know, I've been in this space since 2002. My friend Tyler, who actually owns Ever Accountable, has been in this space now over 10 years as well. We both have different upbringings, but we both have had accountability in our life that has involved other people speaking life into our life. You know, for me, that happened in 10th grade. My youth pastor said, hey, I want to start meeting with you. And we met every week on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. before school. And he asked me hard questions. He, in the church, they would call it discipled. But regardless, like, that's why, you know, for me, when I got into this space, and it was like, the answer has never been software. The answer's always been accountability. And so two issues here with this couple. First of all, our software is going to be able to monitor web activity. And as we get into the different devices, Android or iOS or, you know, desktop, we're limited by the different, you know, manufacturers. Apple's a lot more limiting than Android. We've never said we're tracking email. We've never said we're tracking, you know, all these other apps that you've downloaded. But what we have said is that if you involve somebody in your life in an accountability relationship, you do not have to limit that relationship to just web browsing. Even though our software only monitors web browsing, what happens is if you invite somebody in your life and say, hey, I want you to hold me accountable. I've struggled in the past with pornography use. I've got this app and it monitors this, and you're going to get a reminder every week. And you have permission now to ask me anything you want about anything. Because we're convinced that if you could talk about porn, you could talk about your finances. You could talk about, you know, maybe it's problems in your marriage. Maybe it's your sex life. And so if you have somebody you could trust, you could be open and honest with, that is a good thing. And that can protect your whole life, not just your web browsing life. So the situation you're in right now is not because our software failed you. The situation your husband is in right now is he is not accountable to a human being. He is relying on software, or you're relying on software as kind of this crutch. Well, the software didn't catch 4,000 emails. That's a period over, let's call it a year. It's not a month. And so I think what happens is he's going about his business, his life. He's involved in something he's not, you know, that this isn't good. And what is happening is that's playing a toll out in your relationship, because now there's broken trust. There's things he's doing behind your back. And nobody is asking him any hard questions. The whole purpose of what we've created here at Ever Accountable, this idea of I'm going to sign up for software and it's going to connect me with a person that I choose to be accountable to. If you're the only one getting his reports, I would say that's the first issue. Like, who is your husband accountable to in real life on issues beyond web browsing? Because he's not being honest with that person. Like, okay, his web reports are clean. So his report, his accountability partner says, great job. Like, you didn't look at porn? We can't do that today. Because I can pick up my kid's phone, I mean, if it didn't have any of this on there, or a device somewhere else at work, and just go look at porn. So it's kind of like it's cheating. And I think there's so many different ways to get around this stuff. You know, my son got caught cheating on a test recently. It was Spanish. And he said, Dad, everybody got on Google Translator at school. And I was like, well, did the teacher say you couldn't? And there was this debate of whether you could use Google Translator or not. And I was just like, hey, last I checked is you can't really use the internet on a test. So it doesn't matter that everybody did it. Like, you got caught. And there's temptations out there all around us, and our software can only do one thing. Like, it can track this device or that device, provided you put the software on it. But we can't track your email. We can't track your phone calls. We can't track your location. We can't track what you rented in your hotel room on your business trip on the pay-per-view. But you know who can? The accountability partner that's on the other end of those reports should get this report and go, okay, I've got other questions to ask you. If you're the wife and you're the only one getting these reports, I would say to your husband, hey, thanks for including me on this, but who do you talk to about this besides me? Because there's got to be somebody else. And I think we can't be in a state where we're just relying on software. Like, our software, you got to think about it, is it's the connecting piece for your husband and a relationship with an accountability partner. It's going to set the stage. It's going to provide the first conversation around web browsing. And from there, our goal is that you don't limit it to just that. But if you can talk about that, you can open up and you can talk about other things. So did our software fail you? No, I don't think the software failed you. We never said we can monitor email. We said we can keep somebody accountable, provided they want to be honest. We can spark up new conversations and we can provide some insight into what somebody's doing on their devices. But we're never going to be able to take control of everything on that phone or on that computer and peek in on everything. But if we can shine a light on one of those things, the hope is that honesty flows out of that, and that can change everything. So that's my thought. That's our hope. Thanks for asking in your question. If you got any more questions, hey, send them in. We're here for you guys. Check out EverAccountable.com. Use the code podcast to get 10% off. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ever Accountable Podcast. Start your journey away from pornography and get back to thriving. Visit everaccountable.com.